Blog Live. We're kicking off hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those. That again, freetalklive.com. I said we're going to talk about Norway prohibition. This one from, but believe it or not, we have a large amount of listeners, at least for our internet listeners, over in Sweden and Norway and countries like that.
Scandinavia.
Yeah. Well, Marius emails in. He says, here's a little story from Norway you might find interesting. For a few years now, gas stations and 7-Elevens, did you know that? At 7-Elevens over there, have had some slot machines standing around in their stores for nearly as many years as the problem of gambling addiction has been part of our public debate because of some troubled individuals who use these slot machines self-destructively. Popularly, these slot machines have been considered the core of the problem. This idea led to a law prohibiting the owners of the machines from equipping them with blinking lights and sound effects. When the slot machine business continued to be a good business, our socialist politicians decided to ban the machines altogether. But here's the really good part. There will still be slot machines. The state company that runs the public lotteries has been granted a monopoly on slot machines.
So as though they were helping the public, they got rid of slot machines owned by private individuals.
Right.
But now the state can run gambling.
Right. It was because a problem when it was in the hands of the privateers.
Right. If you become poor as a result of gambling with the state, well, we'll run commercials on TV and radio to warn you not to do so, but still have just the gambling stuff out there for you.
So apparently they've been granted this monopoly on slot machines in the name of protection of the public well-being. See, they've been ordered to make nice machines that will stretch the input money as long as they can. These machines will also be monitored so that the regulators can remove, at a click of a button, any game on these machines that they find too popular and therefore too dangerous. And here's the even better part, says Marius. The regulators of some towns and small counties in Norway have decided that they don't even want these new, kinder slot machines. They want a total ban on slot machines in their jurisdictions to protect the public, of course. The state, however, has decided that these machines will be available all through Norway, and they have threatened the towns and councils with withholding funds for culture, sports for kids, and so on. The whole affair is a travesty, he says. The state has nationalized a big market under the pretense of protecting gambling addicts, but what they, of course, really want is the money from the business. So, just another example of how the state could give a flip about protecting you from gambling addiction. That's why they're the ones running all the numbers.
Right. That's why they, you know, in a lot of states, the only organization that
right.
can do gambling.
I excluding Nevada and, you know, some of the Indian casinos. It's the state and the state alone that allows, that controls with an iron grip how people can gamble. Yeah, you know, here in New Hampshire, you can go to the dog track. Down in Florida, there were dog tracks. High Lie, I think you can gamble
yeah,
on down there.
There's different types of gambling in different places, but they limit so much of it. If you
right.
just want to, you know, have a group of guys in your house and bet on some poker, you'll be lucky if you don't get busted. I guess lucky isn't the right term, but you could get busted.
Consider yourself fortunate if
yeah.
you don't get busted. You know, the only
and
way
that's part of the fun of it, honestly,
is sneaking around.
Nibble, I mean, doing something that's naughty.
Yeah. I guess you're right about that. So, just wanted to point that out. That's why the state is the only agency allowed to engage in a lottery. Because they hate competition. They know that if they were to legalize lotteries, that any old group, Free Talk Live, we could have our own lotto if we wanted to.
Yep.
And we could offer better odds than the state. Now, we're not going to offer the same kind of cash prize, because we probably won't have as many people participating. But the fact is, private organizations, private casinos, could offer more tantalizing odds than the state lotto, and therefore, no one would want to go and buy state lottery tickets anymore. And so the state doesn't want to have to compete, so they just outlaw all competition with the stroke of a pen, and they have the exclusive control over who can gamble on what. Have no interest in you know, preventing people from gambling. They just want them to gamble through their state-approved venues. It's disgusting, and it's despicable, and it needs to end. This prohibition on gambling in this country, and, you know, we talk about drug prohibition a lot on this show. We don't really talk about gambling prohibition very often. It, just like any other prohibition, prohibition on prostitution, prohibition on drugs, gambling prohibition needs to be ended as soon as possible. because competition will make the games more likely to be you'll be more likely to win those games.
Sure.
Nevada won't get all the business anymore. Different places can open up their own casinos if they want to. You don't have to have Indian blood to open a casino. What's wrong with that? Why can't people decide for themselves what to do? I can go tomorrow and buy 1,000 shares of stock at, you know, Google stock at, what is it, $400, $500, $600 a share? I can go and buy a whole bunch of different stocks tomorrow, spend all of my life savings on that, and then 2 days later, lose it all. Is that gambling?
Not likely on Google stock, but you absolutely could on, like, derivatives of commodities. And
penny stocks? How about penny stocks?
Penny stocks?
All kinds
you
of
absolutely can gamble legally on the stock market. You'd have to know a bit more about it. It's kind of like horse racing.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make any sense. Every time I think about gambling, I think about that football pool. Where the SWAT team busted in and shot the optometrist accidentally.
Right, he was running an office
in
pool.
The head,
right,
and killed him.
As many offices do.
You know, and I just think about these things. This was Virginia. Why in the world would they think that the SWAT team was necessary to bust into an optometrist's office?
I've seen them. It's gambling. It's illegal, Mark. There's illegal activity going on. And if it's illegal, we need to have guns.
Yeah, well, God knows. We have to have the black suits on and,
right.
and bust in like stormtroopers.
It's not just the optometrist. I've seen video footage of them doing gambling raids, and they treat it just like a drug raid. How many times have they gone in to... this is what I'd like to know. And I know we have law enforcement officers listening and people that have been involved in law enforcement. Maybe you can clue me in. Of all of the gambling raids that the police have engaged in over the years, however many that is, of all of the gambling raids, how many of the gamblers or dealers have been armed with something and have, you know, lunged at the cops or shot at the cops or done anything at all to engage the police in some sort of violent act? How many? I can't really imagine it'd be very many, if any at all. I mean, come on. How many dealers are standing there playing blackjack with a Tommy gun strapped to their back just waiting for the cops to bust in?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's absurd. So that's a great question. Why do they use this this technique? Well, it's because that's what they have. I mean, they've got one technique, and that's force. And they want to show it as forcefully as possible. They want to use it to the maximum extent possible, and they want to crack down. They get excited by this crap, man. This is their addiction. It's the adrenaline rush of kicking in people's doors,
and
breaking
them
in,
like crap,
right,
yeah.
Breaking in windows, throwing them around, throwing them to the ground, tasing them, shoving their knee into their back. These things get those cops off. They feel really good about it. They feel like they're making a difference.
Especially the ones that get in on the
SWAT team.
Yeah.
You better believe
you know,
it.
My experience with law enforcement officers, the ones that get into the frontline elite team, things like that, those are the ones that got more testosterone than brains, they're ready to hurt somebody, they're doing it in the name of law enforcement, but
right.
really they just want to crack some heads.
And, you know, these cops are just as likely as anyone else to get together for a game of poker over a weekend. You think that these cops who are going in raiding people for gambling wouldn't do the same thing themselves? So they wouldn't go and get together.
They probably are.
Right. Light up a few cigars on the weekend with some of their stolen booty that they've taken from a drug dealer earlier, betting a whole bunch of money and stuff, having a good old time. See, it's okay for them to have a good time because they're our betters. They're our superiors. They're the authorities. Really, this just needs to end. And I can't imagine there'd be anyone out there besides someone who's in law enforcement or someone who's a government person who could take an anti-gambling position, who could say that, yes, it is a good thing that this is illegal, and it's a good thing that these people are being raided and put in jail and charged with things for gambling?
It's just it's an old antithetical theory. I remember my grandmother told me about how her brothers got in huge, huge trouble from my great-grandmother, Grandma Traub, Grandma Pauline, and She just did some terrible things when she found some cards, some playing cards on them. And that's what this is. This is just a leftover weird religious thing, and somehow the state's enterprising on that by being the only organization that allows gambling.
Right. See, gambling, by the state's definition, is just fine as long as it's the state that's running the numbers and running the odds. Anybody else? Illegal. Crack them down. Throw them in a jail cell. Ruin their lives. It's madness. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Poland, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid, and it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own Hazard Kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Hazard Kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff. You will find it all. And it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product.
Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We go to the phones to the fun. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay, I was just calling out to respond to something you said a little while ago about how you couldn't imagine how anybody outside of government could be against gambling.
I meant against gambling in that they want it to be illegal.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, and here in Illinois, well, this is probably one of the most socialist states in the country. Matter of fact, I'm looking to join the Free State Project as soon as I can relocate.
Excellent. You can join now and then relocate later.
I need to do that.
Because the numbers going up is a good thing, and it helps encourage more people to join.
Yep.
So joining now would be helpful. Go to freestateproject.org for that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll get right on that, actually. They've got the riverboat casinos here in Illinois, one in Peoria. I like to play blackjack myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one in Peoria, and they were talking about putting one in Danville, Illinois. And they had this big, you know, city council hoop-de-doo meeting, and, you know, they talk to people on the streets, you know, how they do with the media, and they ask their opinions, and you would not believe how many people said, oh, I think gambling should be illegal because it takes money out of, well, when people lose, that somehow puts a burden on the rest of the people. Like somehow...
They're commies.
Yeah. And
they somehow imagine
that
if
I mean, with smoking bans, I mean, this state is ridiculous.
If I spend all my money or lose all my money or something like that, it's going to affect the rest of the
somehow they're going to, either through welfare or some other, you know, government agency, they're going to have to pay it, and they don't look at the real problem. The problem is people not being responsible for themselves.
And the problem is also welfare. I mean,
right, exactly. That's what I mean. You know, they're not... They don't look at people being responsible for themselves. That's that's where the problem starts. That's their whole mindset is off.
Quick question for you about the gambling boats. Who's running these things?
They are some of them are run by Harrah's and a lot of Boyd Casino. You know, they're actually corporate owned.
They be allowing, you say Danville was looking at it. Now Danville's a city, small city in
overall, yeah, I'd say it was smaller, yeah.
So Danville is looking at approving one of these boats. Does that mean that only one boat would be allowed to service
Correct.
All of Danville?
So it would still be a monopoly, and it would be the rights to do it would still be held through the government's approval.
And people imagine somehow that once casinos come in, that organized crime has somehow taken over.
I think there's the movies. have the movies done that to people? You know, Joe Pesci?
Yeah. I know what you're saying, and I know that a lot of people think like that, but out here in Illinois, it seems to me the organized crime thing isn't so much the problem with the average person. It's the whole idea that if you go and... that you shouldn't have the right to go lose your money, your own hard-earned money.
Yeah. It's absurd. I mean, the fact is you can lose your money in all kinds of ways. Investing in a
stock
business.
Stock market, anything.
Real estate. Yep. I mean, I'm going to lose my butt on my house down in Sarasota. But
oh, yeah. No bites on that yet?
No, not a damn thing. In fact, there was an open house over the weekend, and I didn't talk to my realtor about it. See, he didn't call me, so that means nothing good happened, right?
It's a tough market out there right now.
It's terrible.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's basically all I called to say, is it?
Very good.
I think people that they just want to protect everybody else from themselves.
Yeah, you got to get out of there, man. That place, you can't even protect yourself. I mean, the gun restrictions in Illinois are awful.
I can have a boy card. You know, I can own a gun, but I can't carry it with me anywhere.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Terrible. Thanks for the call, dude. Hope to see you in New Hampshire sometime. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. So, yes, he's right. There are plenty of people out there. I just wanted one of them to call this show. So you could talk to us about it, because I'd love to hear your viewpoint. If you're one of those people that thinks gambling should be illegal, we'll move you right to the front of the call queue at 800-259-9231.
No, I can sort of understand why it is that people think that gambling should be illegal if we have this big socialized monolith of a government that says that, you know, if somebody wastes all their money, that we have to take care of their kids or something. I can kind of see that. Of course, they can waste their money on anything. They can,
right.
they can spend it
drugs.
On beer.
Sure.
They can, they can gamble illegally if they want to.
Ooh,
they can,
yeah.
they can gamble online. There's ways to do it. They can spend all their money on the lottery. I think every state has one. If they don't, they're darn close to them all do. So, they're not stopping gambling.
No, of course not. They're just driving it underground. And the same thing with the online ones. You mentioned that last year, I think it was last year, the federal government outlawed all online forms of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely outrageous.
There's some trouble with that. The UN, the World Court, apparently Antigua sued the United States over that.
Really?
And lost in the World Court somehow. And
Antigua lost?
No.
United States
United
lost.
States did. And you're catching me flat-footed here.
Hmm.
But look this up for yourselves. Don't take my word for it. But I think that there was a loss there. And the World Court's looking if the United States won't come to the table and deal here to give Antigua the right to violate all the United States property laws, or not property laws, but their intellectual property laws. So they could, make whatever they wanted to there, different music videos or,
right.
CDs, movies, whatever.
You know, the gambling issue, I think, would make a nice one for the civil disobedience crowd, because they're always looking for an issue that they can go and disobey about that could be somewhat popular publicly and bring attention to that issue. Like, I think gambling would be a good one. You know, you could announce that there was going to be a public poker game
yep.
for cash, and you could do it right out in public, set up a little table, some chairs, and a dealer with a little hat on, you know, the little dealer visor.
Yeah.
And it would make a great little, I think, photo op and public civil disobedience opportunity.
Yeah, it might very well. It's not quite as wholesome as the Outlaw Manicurist. That was some good stuff.
No, but nonetheless, gambling is incredibly popular amongst the American people. I mean, look at this Texas Hold'em. I think Texas Hold'em, it's probably on the downturn as far as its popularity, but still, it's just blew up over the last few years. If it weren't popular, people wouldn't be playing Texas Hold'em.
It's still very popular, and the poker tour on TV is popular. But there's a new one out there that's called Let It Ride, which I think might...
A card game?
Yeah, it's a card game. It's a gambling game, so it's probably not going to hit TV quite as big as Texas Hold'em did, but... It's a lot of fun.
800-259-9231. Speaking of fun, let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon. I just want to let y'all know something. I sent some stuff to the representatives today that this is out of my book on the House of David about Iraq. We were not supposed to go there. GW was supposed to be stopped. Germany, France, and Russia were supposed to stop him from going into Iraq.
How are they going to stop him?
Well, it's because of who they are. See, Germany is us. France is us. Okay? And anyway, they're
you're
part
really
of
off the defense tonight, Paula. I don't know
yeah,
what you're talking
anyway,
about.
This, I got the newsletter from Tex Mars.
Yeah.
And
good old crazy old Tex. Tex Mars, crazy conspiracy nut job. More on the way. Thanks for the call, Paula. This is Free Talk Live.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and the dial-up version, both for free for you, freetalklive.com. And AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off one item when you type in TALK for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com. 800-259-9231. We go to the phones, do the fun. Eddie in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Eddie.
Hey, yes, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, a couple of things. But, hey, man, Tex Myers is my buddy. I get his newsletter. So you
can is he your buddy or do you get his newsletter?
I get his newsletter. I haven't got one in a couple of months, but
I got on his email list. Someone must have given me their given him my email address, because I know I never would. And he started sending me his crackpot nut job stuff. So what's on your mind tonight, Eddie?
Oh, one more thing before I get to my main issue. You know, you talked about the police that bust in with their black uniforms for the gambling.
Yep.
Those police, their black uniforms. They also have black helicopters.
I'm sure they do.
But to my main issue, you know, I voted against gambling here in Ohio, but as I'm sitting here listening to you guys, I go, I think I did make the wrong choice, because I go right down the street to my 7-Eleven and buy all kinds of gambling tickets and six digits and whatever else. I'm like, but that's all state run.
So I'm damn right.
Thinking, well, they're doing it now. Why don't they just go ahead and open up some big store down there on the river and let everybody go run on there and shoot the dice and play 21 and blackjack and all that stuff. So
why not?
I agree with you. You know, I think by listening to you tonight, I think you definitely changed my mind on that. Even though I'm against gambling, I don't do it myself. Yeah. These people want to throw their money away.
They're going to do it.
I don't shoot heroin into my veins, but I think people should be free to make that choice if that's something they want to do. And the last thing I want to do is put someone in a jail cell for engaging in what is a completely consensual activity. The people that go and gamble are making that choice on their own. And, you know, they might win, they might lose, they'll probably lose. And anybody who's a gambler knows that. It's just they like it, it's fun for them, and no one gets hurt. So, absolutely, it needs to be completely legal, and the government needs to be the hell out of it. In fact, the government doesn't need to be doing running any numbers whatsoever. All of that needs to be taken out of their hands. That way, people can at least have somewhat better odds. Eddie, thanks for the call, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Cooper in Ohio. Oh, yeah, no, Cooper in Colorado, rather. You're on Free Talk Live. Cooper.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I did an Operation Politically Homeless booth in my school.
How'd that go?
Yes. In fact, your dad, Brian, had called us to tell us a little bit about it, but I guess there were some details he left out that you were going to share with us. You had to get permission from the school bureaucrats to set it up, but you were going to go and do it anyway. Turns out they did give you the permission, and he said it was a big success, but give us the detail.
Yeah. We had to fill out this form, and I had to have a sponsor. And his sponsor had to be, like, a teacher or someone. It couldn't be, like, someone outside of the school. It had to be, you know, someone, a paid official.
Right, which is one of the trickiest parts, because if you go to a government school, it's very difficult to find a sponsor that's going to be appreciative of a liberty-oriented event. Now,
right.
You know, the Operation Politically Homeless is sort of neutral in that, you are sort of figuring out where people are at on the political spectrum. But nonetheless, if you've got something you want to do with a liberty theme, unless you know of a teacher that is friendly to those ideas, you're SOL. You can't do anything.
Right. And I thought my I have a class called Political Issues, which is totally government crap. But I thought he would be a good sponsor just because I did this in his class,
mm-hmm.
to let him know like how his students would fit, you know, just as a favor to him, kind of.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
He already knew about this, and so I put him as my sponsor, and I turned in to the bureaucrats, and I was like, yeah, so this Thursday, and that was like 3 days from when I turned it in.
Mm.
And so I was like, okay, yeah, well, this looks good, but we're going to need to look into this group, the Activists for Self-Government. Like, okay. They already think I'm a terrorist or something over at my school. Because, you know, I have these ideas, you know,
sure.
Why the government shouldn't be in this. And I've been in trouble before for talking back to an official.
Ooh.
About this.
Insubordination.
Exactly, yeah. And anyway, I my dad called the school that day, and he changed some minds. He's very persuasive.
That's good.
On the phone. And he changed some minds, and so I had the go-ahead, but I was all ready to go, man. I was pumped up, man. I was ready to go. So I got my table out there. I got my chairs. I got my easel. I put the big board up, and then for the first 10 minutes or so, it was a little slow. I got one or two people.
Right.
But then as soon as lunch got over, man, I had like 30 people at the table nonstop for the next 2 hours.
So now how were you able to take so much time out of your school day in order to do this?
Every third period is the lunch period, so we have a two-hour period where it's split up into four lunches, and I just got that period off.
Huh.
And so I was able to be there for all four periods. So I got, you know, 2,000 students coming in and out of the lunchroom every day, and I got about 300 of them.
That's amazing. Were you all by yourself? Did you have any assistants?
I was all by myself. My girlfriend helped me for 30 minutes, but then I was all by myself the rest of the time.
Wow.
And I really thought, like when I set up for this, I really thought that I would get all my materials confiscated, so I didn't bring enough quizzes.
Hmm.
So I actually had, like, so if people would leave them on the table, I had to erase them.
Wow.
So people could use them again, because I had so much demand for this.
Now, what were your observations as far as what were the results, what were people saying, what are some highlights that you would give us?
Right, well, this is amazing. I mean, I got, in the libertarian column, I got over 80 dots.
Out of 300.
Out of 300.
Pretty nice.
Well, yeah. that sounds about normally when I see it, it's seems to be about 40% too. And I don't know why it is.
That's 26%.
26%?
Yeah.
Why did I say
that? And then I got the other majority is in the center column. I got a whole bunch of dots, like a whole collection. Like, all the dots were falling off because I had so many people in the center.
They were mostly in the center. There was another group, a large group in the center?
Yeah. The biggest concentration was like center upper right.
That makes sense, Mark, because where we normally do these Operation Politically Homeless booths, we come across a wide swath of people from different age brackets. Here you're dealing with high school kids that most of them, they probably don't know many of the issues,
right,
which is why you got a lot of centrists.
Centrists are just, you can answer don't know to everything and still end up in centrist.
Right. You can go and take this quiz for yourself. Go to quiz.freetalklive.com to see what we're talking about. It's a real quick 10-question quiz. You answer yes, maybe, or no, and then it calculates your position on the political chart. And so a lot of these kids are going to be saying maybe to these issues. They just aren't sure. They don't know what the issues are, and that's why they're going to end up in that place. Now, were there any authoritarians on the chart or statists?
I have two borderlines, but that's it. I have none actually in in the area. I have two on the border, center, and statist.
So they must grow into statist then, because as they get older, I noticed that when we did our events at like the fair, the county fair, there usually would be the older folks that would be more likely to be in the statist category. Mm-hmm. So they just get more and more indoctrinated in their statist ways, I guess, as time goes on. What other highlights?
Well, I thought it was funny. I have two big points here. There are a bunch of people who are like, "Oh, I know where I fit. I'm over here," and I go, "Prove it."
Yeah.
And so they take the test and they go, "Huh," and they're like they're either more towards the center, but usually they were up. They were like, in the libertarian section, just above the center line for a conservative.
Yeah, a lot of people get it wrong when they predict themselves.
Yeah, especially conservatives will often think that they're conservative, and liberals will often think that they're liberal, when in fact they're really libertarians.
Yeah. And I had very little liberals or conservatives. I had I can't exactly count them right now, but I had very little. Most of it, I mean, the majority of the concentration is up, and pretty much right down the center.
Isn't that amazing? Now, I imagine you probably had to answer a lot of questions because they probably didn't know some of the issues. Was that the case?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I had a few Ron Paul flyers with me.
It's very interesting that these young people, even though they've been to years and years of government indoctrination, are still liberty friendly even after all of that time. If you've got more observations, hang on, we'll bring you back. Interesting outreach event. More coming up. You can take control even in these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. It's Free Talk Live. Hold on with your name. Just enough time for your call. If you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. If you enjoy the website and the show and you like the fact that we give you all the features for free, just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And the purpose of the program is to help promote Free Talk Live, get us on more radio stations across the country, and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible and as fast as possible. We can do it with your help if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you get some perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in line that we just had Cooper on a few moments ago. Also, the AMP-only chat room and AMP-only forum. Go and get all the details. Learn how we're spending the money. It's all going to promote Free Talk Live. amp.freetalklive.com. We had Cooper on the line. He dropped off, so he was going to tell us about his interaction with the school bureaucrats while he was doing his OPH booth. If he wants to dial back in to finish the story, he's certainly welcome to do that. In the meantime, we go to a story from, let's see, this is just a bizarro, just amazingly strange. Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. Who could disagree with Sesame Street?
I can't imagine anybody could. Maybe they don't like the idea that that they teach Spanish on Sesame Street.
Who could be offended? Who could possibly label Sesame Street as adults only?
Oh, God.
I thought this was satire. And this appears to be a legitimate website from Australia, theage.com.au. It's one of their newspapers over there. Sesame Street is now being brought to you by the letters P and C, for political correctness, that is. The Fun Police have slapped an adults-only warning on a new DVD of classic episodes, which featured a world in which children played in the street. A monster gorged on cookies, and a bad-tempered puppet lived in a bin. The episodes made between 1969 and 1974 have been released in the United States with the caution, quote, "These early Sesame Street episodes are intended for grown-ups and may not suit the needs of today's preschool child."
What?
Like I said, Mark, I couldn't believe this. Topping the list of furry villains is the Cookie Monster, whose penchant for devouring cookies and the odd plate or two is no longer deemed appropriate behavior for modern children. Have they really changed the Cookie Monster?
he doesn't eat cookies anymore? What does he do?
He devours celery sticks. He finishes his dinner and eats a reasonable amount.
Look,
then goes out and gets an hour's worth of exercise every day.
Now, I know we've got a number of parents in our listening audience. Certainly some of you have bought some more recent Sesame Street episodes for your kids on DVD and that sort of thing. So maybe you can help clue us in as to what the new Cookie Monster is like. Do they even have Cookie Monster now? Did they retire the Cookie Monster? Is he even one of their characters? Did they change his name? Is he now the Blue Monster? Mr. Monster or Purple Monster, whatever color he was? Would love to hear from a parent that knows what the current situation is today. But these episodes have been labeled adults only. His alter ego, Alistair Cookie, host of Monsterpiece Theater, apparently modeled the wrong behavior by smoking a pipe and eating it. I remember that from being a kid.
Yeah, that was good.
That was fun stuff. Back then, Big Bird's, this is according to Sesame Street producer Carolyn Parenti. Back then, Big Bird's bumbling friend, Mr. Snuffleupagus, was still imaginary, which might encourage delusional behavior. And trash-loving Oscar the Grouch has been targeted for his blatant bad manners and questionable hygiene. According to the producer, we might not be able to create a character like Oscar today, she told the New York Times. Like the whitewashing of Enid Blyton books, the move has sparked howls of protest and charges of political correctness, sucking the fun out of childhood. Children's book author Andy Griffiths, creator of the popular Bum series, it's probably popular in Australia, but then again, what do I know? I'm not a parent. Said children love dark, mischievous characters such as those who lived on Sesame Street. He said, kids love seeing their primal desires acted out in the form of things like gluttony or violence, and literature or television is a place they can safely experience these desires. He says, I think it's entirely healthy and an appropriate thing for a children's TV program to be doing. Griffiths, the author of the book, says children could tell the difference between fantasy and reality and didn't blindly mimic the behavior of clearly fictional characters. People who, and the idea that kids are that stupid is really insulting.
Well, I think they probably do try, to shove a cookie in their mouth real quick like Cookie Monster does, or make a mess maybe. But I don't think they do it every time they have a cookie. Yeah. It would depend on what kind of reaction they got from the people around them. Did they think that was funny? Did they get a good result? You know, I still don't see anything terrible here though.
I can't say I ever would.
By the way, delusional behavior. Look. Kids are going to have imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Period. You know, and it doesn't matter whether Big Bird sees Mr. Snuffleupagus or not.
People will, Griffiths, this is, again, the author, says that people who claim to be protecting children always make the assumption that what children see is what they will do. Underlying that is the assumption that kids can't tell the difference between fantasy and real life, and I found that to be consistently bogus. A clinical psychologist and consultant on children's television production said a sanitized world was far more dangerous than the wacky world of Sesame Street. He says, this is Andrew Fuller, he says, unless we expose kids to a diverse range of characters and behavior, they won't be prepared for the real world. The ABC, which has broadcast Sesame Street since 1971, would no longer consider the original episode suitable children's material, said their head of children's programming. He says we might screen them in the context of a discussion about what was happening back then, but now they are not appropriate as children's TV.
God, that's so weird to me.
He says the reality is the majority of kids are not going to copy this behavior, but as producers of these shows, we have to think about what might happen with the minority. Even if a small number of kids might do it, you have a problem. So
yeah, God knows they'd be responsible completely for the whatever some one child did. It just doesn't make any sense.
So yes, so now no kids get to watch any fun old Sesame Street programming because these old sticks in the mud. They changed their policies. Now we're more sensitive. And I think it's outrageous.
It is outrageous. I can't believe it.
I mean, Mark, you were raised. When were you? What year were you born?
I was born in 71.
71. So you would have grown up watching some of these episodes then.
I'm sure I did.
That they're referring to. And, you know, you turned out okay.
Well,
besides the 90s.
I'm probably not the best example.
You're right. I just realized that I was saying. But I watched these things. That Alistair character they were talking about, the Cookie Monster movie reviewer guy that shoves the pipe in his mouth. I remember that. So that was in the early 80s. It was still going on then, and I'm okay. I think most of the people my age.
Yeah, maybe you aren't the best example.
They're all right.
I like the Mouseketeers. I remember that. Back in the 70s, they had these bright, colorful colors that they'd wear. It was really
psychedelic.
By the way, sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided in the FBI by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and get registered for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. We have Cooper back on the line. Cooper in Colorado, who set up an Operation Politically Homeless booth at his school cafeteria recently, had a tremendous amount of young people in his high school turn out to actually take the quiz. A nice, decent amount of solidly scoring libertarians, and an incredibly large amount of centrists, which is understandable because many of these young people, let's be frank, they just don't know the issues. So that's why that many of them scored that way. You had a few other highlights to share with us, though, Cooper, and you're back on the line.
Right. I was right outside of the dean's offices and security office and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were hanging around. They were watching me, making sure I wasn't, you know, like, being a terrorist or anything. So, I asked, like, one of the deans who was standing there, hey, man, you want to take a quiz? And he recoiled so fast. I wish I would have had a camera. He's like, no, I can't tell you that. And that's about the same reaction I've had from every single teacher. Like, they cannot tell you their political beliefs because they're so afraid that the system will reprimand them for
that. Them, yeah, right.
So, I didn't get any of them, but
so
I did
get... So much for being free, you know? I mean...
Right, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But I did get a lot of security guards to take it.
Interesting.
And I got, you know, a lot of them scored, not bad. I mean, they were... two of them were centrists, one of them was a conservative, and then one of them was he got 90-100. I mean, he was a top libertarian.
Sweet,
and,
really?
And he thought he was a really right conservative.
Yeah.
But, it surprises people.
I get people, yeah, people don't seem to quite understand the libertarian and authoritarian quadrants. You know, I've had people tell me that you're right of Attila the Hun, you know, and things like that. Well, no, I really am not.
Yeah.
The point about the Operation Politically Homeless event is to show people that there's more than just the right and the left and the center. There's other areas that people are just left out of, and libertarian and authoritarian are those two other areas. An authoritarian being someone who believes the government should decide absolutely everything, whether it's an economic or personal freedom issue, and a libertarian, of course, believing someone should be making their own decisions for their own lives.
And that's what I had to tell the bureaucrats. I was like, we need to make sure this group isn't promoting any particular view. It's like, no, it's doing the opposite. It's letting you promote your view.
Good job, Cooper. Keep up the good work, man. And don't hesitate to share your stories in the future. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Spot.